Some 18,000 business executives, researchers, and officials were in San Francisco this week for Bio 2004, the annual biotech conference. Outside the convention center, hundreds of demonstrators denounced genetically modified foods. Inside, the industry spotlight was on a new growth area for biotech, and environmentalists have a hard time taking issue with it. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
In some crowds, biotechnology is not a popular word. It certainly wasn't among the protesters who planted themselves outside the Moscone Convention Center in San Francisco for the annual Biotech Industry Conference. As police helicopters flew overhead, speaker after speaker denounced the industry.
We say no to biotech. We don't want them here. We want them out.
But inside, the Biotech Industry Organization, or BIO, which organized the conference, was trying to promote a side of the industry that even an environmentalist could love. Brent Erickson, BIO's Vice President of Industrial and Environmental Biotechnology, rubs his hands across a clean white T-shirt.
It's a wonderful soft material. It doesn't harbor body odor. And the beauty of it is that you can compost it when you're done with it.
That's because the T-shirt is made of corn-based polyester. But the process that produced this material has applications well beyond T-shirts, says Erickson. He's got one word for us. Plastics.
These bioplastics can be made into car parts, food packaging, disposable forks and plates.
Most plastics today are produced using petroleum byproducts and are not biodegradable. Biotech uses enzymes and microorganisms that break down natural products like corn and potatoes to make a material that can be turned into biodegradable plastic. It's a bit like the way fermenting grapes creates alcohol as a byproduct. Bioplastics appeal to environmentalists, and Reed Detchen, executive director of the Energy Future Coalition, says unlike genetically modified crops, there's no fear of contaminating natural gene pools.
The biotech mechanisms are contained inside the industrial vessels that are processing the material. So it's a closed system. You don't have any genetically modified organisms out in the real world, as it were.
Biotechnology is already being widely used in other ways that please environmentalists like Detchen. For example, companies such as Genencorp produce environmentally safe enzymes for laundry detergent, bleaching paper, and even blue jeans. Jean-Jacques Bien-Aimé is Genencorp's CEO.
In the past, stonewash or whitewash jeans, they were processed using volcanic stones in huge washing machines and with lots of water and using lots of water of energy. And today, this is basically being replaced 100% with enzymes that use much less water, much less energy.
A report by management consulting firm McKinsey & Company predicted that by the year 2010, about 20% or $280 billion of the chemical market would be affected by biotechnology. Some major chemical companies such as Dow and DuPont are already investing in what the industry calls industrial biotech. But Bien-Aimé of Genencorp says there is still hesitation among investors.
They're competing with established processes that are designed and built for using oil as a raw material. It would be difficult for any investor to run the risk of building such a plant to compete against, you know, processes that took 100 years to perfect.
But as the price of oil goes up and the cost of industrial biotechnologies goes down, Bien-Aimé and industry analysts think it will become an increasingly appealing investment. Outside the biotech conference, many protesters remained a little skeptical of biotech companies promoting themselves as a force for environmental good. Luke Anderson is supportive of industrial biotech, but thinks it's a small part of the industry being used to divert attention away from the more controversial biotech.
Of course, they're going to be including biological remediation and green plastics and so on. They're not stupid. At the same time, there's 18,000 or so people here. Of course, some of them are doing good things.
Still, Anderson's sanguine view of this sort of biotech means it probably won't create the kind of firestorm among environmentalists set off by genetically modified foods, and that could certainly bode well for the future of biotech in manufacturing. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.